From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven Muslim-majority nations. Speaking to the National Sheriffs Association at the White House Tuesday, Mr. Trump said the ban is needed.
And if you remember, ISIS said, we are going to infiltrate the United States and other countries through the migration. And then we're not allowed to be tough on the people coming in. Explain that one. So we'll see what happens. We have a big court case. We're well represented. And we're going to see what happens.
The Justice Department filed a brief defending the ban as a lawful exercise of the president's authority over the entry of aliens into the United States and the admission of refugees. It calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overboard. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote Tuesday to confirm President Trump's Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative and the nomination is confirmed.
The vote marks the first time in American history that a Vice President has been needed to get a cabinet pick approved. Democrats argued for hours against DeVos, a leading proponent of forcing public schools to compete with private ones for resources by allowing families to use public funding vouchers to send their children to the school of their choice. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber waged an attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, Tuesday, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens more. Most of the victims are said to be court employees. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Rights group Amnesty International says the Syrian government has executed thousands of prisoners and buried their bodies in mass graves in what amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Lynn Maloff is the deputy director for research at Amnesty in Beirut.
Every week, usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, groups of detainees, of between 20 to 50 detainees, would be taken from their cells, told that they would be transferred to civilian detentions. But instead of that, they were taken to a cell in another building inside of Sidnaya, where they would be hanged.
Amnesty said the majority of the victims were civilians believed to oppose President Bashar al-Assad's government. The Syrian government has denied previous reports of massacres documented by international rights groups. Syria Foreign Ministry did not respond to VOA's request for comment. The UN Refugee Agency warns conditions in camps for Burundian refugees and countries of asylum are deteriorating as people continue to flee political instability and abuse in Burundi. Here now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva. We don't have that report for you. We apologize at this moment. Meantime, Jovenel Moïse was sworn in as the president of Haiti Tuesday morning. Following an extended and complicated two-year election cycle, Moïse, whom former Haitian President Michel Martelly handpicked as his Ballheads Party candidate, won with nearly 56% of the votes cast in the November 20th election. The Haitian businessman faces lingering accusations of money laundering. The U.S., France, Venezuela were among the countries who sent delegations to attend the inauguration. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December, but the deficit for the whole year was still the worst since 2012. During his presidential campaign, President Donald Trump blamed bad trade deals
for
millions of jobs in the U.S. manufacturing sector. Next week, the head of the U.S. Central Bank will give an update assessment of the economy to key committees of the U.S. Congress. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.